Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the reward of the person who dies on the way to Hajj. As you know, we are in the month of Zilhajjah. The month of Zilhajjah, as you know, is a very sacred and important month. And it is the month in which the Muslims from all around the world travel to Mecca to perform the Hajj rituals. And so it's a very auspicious day and auspicious month. In this session of Hadith of the Day, we will be looking at the reward of the one who dies on the way to Hajj. As you know, in the past, the journey to Mecca for the performance of the pilgrimage was not as easy as it is today. You know, today it's really quite simple. You know, you get on the plane, you go to Hajj, you come back. Even though, as we've seen in the last couple of years, the performance of the Hajj pilgrimage is not something very easy. A lot of, as you know, there was an event which occurred a couple of years back when a lot of pilgrims they were trampled. And during the ceremony of the Hajj, and they died. But in any case, it definitely is a lot easier than it was in the past. You know, people in the past, you know, they didn't have means of transport. They used to travel to Mecca on foot, sometimes on horse, sometimes on camel. And there was a lot of dangers that they encountered on the way: sickness, thieves, highway bandits, you know, bad weather, these kind of things. It used to take them a long time to get from their respective homelands to Mecca to perform the Hajj. And in fact, one historian, it's interesting to note that one historian, he writes that there was a Muslim from China, and he wanted to perform the Hajj pilgrimage. He traveled there. It took him approximately half of his entire life to get there and come back. That's how difficult it was in the past. So a lot of people died along the way. That's why, in this, usually in the past, when somebody wanted to go to Hajj, he would say farewell to his family with the intent that, you know, perhaps he might not come back. And so it was a very dangerous journey. Therefore, the reward of it is, the reward for the person who dies on the way was very great. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Whoever dies on the road to Mecca, on the way there or back, regardless of whether you've died on the way there and you haven't performed a pilgrimage, or on the way back after having performed it, this person will be safe from the great terror on the day of resurrection. Amina min al-faza'il akbar yawm al-qiyamah." And so he'll be safe and he'll be secure from the fear on the day of resurrection. And in a similar tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has also been reported as having said, "Whoever dies in the state of ihram," so here, this is a little different, not on the way there or on the way back, but in the state of ihram, meaning during the performance of the pilgrimage, "Allah will raise him," like the people who died a couple of years ago while they were performing Hajj, "Allah will raise such a person obedient to him, saying, 'Here I am, O Allah,'" saying labbaik to Allah, which is, you know, one of the things that the Hajjis say. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the reward of the one who dies on the way to the Hajj pilgrimage. In the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.